And welcome back to, I guess this is our very last episode of Pen Pals. But yeah, we'll get into that. So my name's Corinne, as you all know, with my co-host here, Whitney. We actually have two very special guests on this podcast today. We have Alyssa, who is a junior, and we also have Dalen, who's a junior. She also does her Hot Takes podcast. So you guys all may know Dalen, so she does her podcast, and she's a part of a lot on campus. So I will let them kind of introduce themselves and what they do.
Do you want to go first?
Oh, sure. Hi, my name's Alyssa. I am an RA on campus, and I'm also on the bowling team. I feel very involved on campus and so thankful that I spend my days at Kentucky Wesleyan College.
LOL.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
As Corinne said, I have my own podcast, Let's Talk Hot Takes. We haven't posted an episode in a little while, but I have that podcast. I'm Dalen, by the way. Sorry, I forgot to say that. But I am the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Chair for SAC, and I'm also on the women's bowling team.
All right, so this is a today's going to be kind of a little special podcast. Oh gosh, I don't even know where to start with y'all.
We kind of just want to give y'all an update of everything that's going on, because I'm sure most of y'all have gotten the email about the women's bowling team.
Yeah, so about last week or the week before, we met the entire men's and women's teams met with the ADs here on campus, and they decided to quote suspend our team because they didn't want to find a fifth coach within 5 years, because we've had four coaches in 4 years. So instead of telling us that we were pretty much cut, they suspended us because if they were to cut us, they'd have to cut football because we are tied to football. So that's been happening. A lot went down before that. You know, I guess we can get into all the juicy stuff that happened this semester. Mm-hmm. I don't know who wants to start it off.
Well, I guess we'll just go in the circle.
All right.
Basically, from the beginning, we all know we got a new coach, Troy DeWald. And he actually guest starred on our podcast last semester. Everything was fine and dandy.
I forgot about
After
that.
Christmas break, it was not fine and dandy.
No, it was not fine
so
or dandy.
So we decided that with all the personal issues going on, I don't know if I'm allowed to go into detail, but...
Keep professional.
Okay. Basically, he was not professional.
Yeah.
He would... belittle us, he would cuss us out, he would treat us like not humans. He used a few choice words towards a certain to a few people on the team who have autism and a learning disability. So we decided to take all of this to the AD, Mark Shook, and basically we thought we were going to ask for help, but they did not take it that way, and a week later, our team was ripped from us.
Yeah.
And he is now the head coach at Brescia.
Poor Ben.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we've had three separate meetings with Mark before this happened. And then
technically
another,
four, because we had one with Shiloh. And then
yes, that is technically four. And then another player, she had how many meetings? Like at least two.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess they just did the easy.
I think we're really just confused on what went through their minds. Like,
yeah,
they seemed so open and caring when we were telling them everything. But
and I know it's always a hard decision, and it's always something that takes thought. I just don't know how much thought went into it.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, like I was saying, it's the easy way out. Again, we've had so many coaches and have not been able to fill it, but we've been one of the most successful teams on campus. And so a lot of people were really confused on what was going on behind the scenes, because I know a lot of people don't really know that.
Yeah.
So, and honestly, some of us are still confused behind the scenes on what's going on.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we were sitting there waiting for a exit survey for almost a month and a half, I think.
Yeah.
and have never received it, nothing.
Well, that's another thing. Mark told us that that meeting last Friday was supposed to be an exit meeting. It was supposed to just get our opinions on how the year went and how we can improve for the next season. And basically, he told us that he was going to give us an update. And instead, our team was ripped.
Yep.
And this is not us bashing Mark, because I know he has a lot going on. I know he is like the head of a lot of things. And so it was probably a hard, I mean, he seemed pretty hurt about the decision.
Yeah, he did.
But this is just like communication wise, we were very hurt.
Well, I also feel like he was the one that didn't want to make the decision. I think there was a higher up that kind of told him and Shiloh, like, hey, this is what we decided. You need to let the two teams know. Yeah. So I think in reality, like, it wasn't really his decision. I mean, maybe it was like more of a, you know, okay, you know, I'll tell them. But, you know, yeah, like you said, I think Mark had a lot of faith in us.
Being a head AD for an NCAA school is probably a hard job anyway.
Yeah.
So it probably wasn't definitely not an easy decision, especially cutting the two teams that do have...
Win GMAC.
That have won GMAC.
2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Except for
2 years for us.
Just two, not
womp
three.
Womp.
No three.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
Anywho, it's not been a fun season.
No. Yeah. This year in general has been really rough for K-Dub in general. And it's just, you can tell.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell from students just around campus. You can tell from faculty how many people are leaving this year. Like, it's been a horrible year, honestly. And they're really trying to kind of cover it up as well. And it's not working, honestly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's just kind of a lot going on all at once. And this was also a really big, really big decision within
the
athletic department.
Yeah, and this podcast is not, like Dalen said, it's not bashing the school or the
ADs. It's just letting you guys know, like, what we went through.
Because all y'all got was an email saying that we were cut or suspended. And nobody got the full story. And
well, that's what we're here to do.
We want the full story out.
Well, even if you're part of the public and you don't go here, you didn't get the email.
Exactly.
You did not see it on the Kentucky Wesleyan College Facebook page or Instagram page. All you saw it was on the news station.
And
that's
it was
that's
a paragraph.
Thing, is they didn't even do the article and put it out there.
There is an article, but it's on a news station, and it's literally only a paragraph long.
Yeah, Joel did not make an article.
And honestly, that paragraph in the news station is kind of making it sound like it's the team's fault. Because they said that the teams could not afford, and that's not
even the case either. It wasn't the fact that we didn't have money. It was straight up the fact that the school didn't want to continue trying. And again, I know there's probably a lot more that goes on behind that, but that's really, in the sense of what we got, that's what it was they just didn't want to try anymore and that it was too much work for them. And granted, we don't bring in any money. So to be fair, it was probably an easy decision for some people, maybe not Mark, but some people.
Corporate.
Yeah, higher up. They're like, you know what? This sport doesn't make money. Why are we wasting money on them when they're not giving us money back? So it was probably an easy decision somewhere. Just don't know where.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
But so if y'all want like our real thoughts and opinions, go check out our Facebook post.
That's kind of what I was about to let them know. But yeah. So that's kind of like the lowdown of what happened last weekend. But I don't know if you guys want to kind of get into the coaching situation, like how we felt personally this season, you know, with how he was, how we were treated, how, you know, we were talked to. I mean, I was just going to get into that and I'll be professional, but yeah. So for me personally, last semester, I felt, you know, not close with him, but like we had a good like connection. Like he was really nice to me. You know, he believed in me and he made myself and Miranda captains. You guys have met Miranda. She's been on here before. About a month after, you know, being named one of the captains, he decides to call me the day that I found out I have COVID. He gives me a call and says that he is taking it from me for the foreseeable future for talking bad about another player. And the bad thing about that was he never gave me a chance to tell my side of the story. Well, come to find out, this is either two ways. The one that I heard was the player told him that I was talking bad about her, but she tells me that she never said that, which makes me think that he made it up just to get rid of me. So fast forwarding to January, you know, everything was fine after that, whatever, you know, he was nice. He started to kind of take part, not like take part, but like use another player to pit her against the rest of us, pit each other against, the, pit us all against each other. He sent her a text message that said to make sure I don't travel. Like me personally, texted her saying, make sure to find a way that she doesn't go. Because there was me and three other girls that were traveling to one of our guys' tournaments in Newport, Kentucky. And I was going with them, and I guess he found out we were coming. So he sent her a text message, and I do have proof that says that he said, do not tell anybody about this or else blah, 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 but make sure you leave her at home. And honestly, when I found out about that, it was pretty hurtful to find out my coach had been saying that about me. There were two tournaments in Smyrna where I personally felt I was treated unfairly amongst everybody else. You know, if you got, for those that know bowling terms, I was pulled like out of my spot after missing only two spares in a row. And there were some other girls that actually came up to me and was like, why did you just get pulled? And I was like, well, I missed two spares. And they said, well, that's ridiculous. Like, you know, I should have been pulled, not you, blah, 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 blah. And of course he would put me back in and he would leave me in, but he wouldn't put me in until the very end. And so the next tournament, the same thing happened. He would pull me after one miss, and I went back into the back and cried. And my, even my parents saw it, and my mom told me, she's like, your dad had to walk away. Otherwise, he was going to say something he was going to regret. And personally, that's just like my view on this is like we were just treated so unfairly. You know, he would yell at us. He would scream at us. He'd threaten us with scholarships, threaten to kick us off the team. But that's just my perspective of all this. Like, that's just what happened to me. I'll let the other girls kind of tell you their point of views of, like, what was said to them and what happened to them.
For me, like Corinne said, everything was started off really good when he first came here. I feel like we all had a good relationship with him. I think when it started happening with me was the Maryville tournament. We all know that at the Maryville tournament, we did not have our best performances. We did place last, and it was one of our worst tournaments.
We played awful. Yeah. We did so
and
bad.
And it's honestly, we didn't even play that bad. The other teams just played better.
There was one day that we did not do very good, but the rest of the days we were doing pretty average for what we normally
do. Right, mm-hmm. Right. But I was for sure off my game, like everybody does. Everybody has an off day. And he would basically keep me in, which I respect that. He was trying to give me time to pick myself up. And I was just in, as a bowler, you get frustrated in your own game. But there was one game, I knew I should have been pulled, but I didn't feel comfortable going up to him. Every time I would ask for help, he would tell me, well, you just got to stop acting stupid. You got to stop doing this. You got to stop doing that. Instead of just picking me up and actually telling me what I'm doing wrong. And there was, we're going against LA Tech in match play. Well, no, it wasn't match play. It was the game before match play. And it was 10th frame. And I saw him talking to another player to go in. And I knew that it was going to be me coming out. So I kind of stood back, but he didn't say nothing. So all the girls were like, Whitney, what are you doing? Go up there. And I was like, okay. So I grab my ball and I get on the approach. And then he yells, Whitney, get off the approach. In front of a national ranked team, in front of all the spectators, and on a live stream.
I think that was another thing is when you were getting pulled, he would not tell you you were getting pulled. Someone would take your ball off the rack and be like, here you go.
Yep. Yeah, and it's not fair, and it's embarrassing. And just if you would just tell me straight up and be honest with me and not embarrass me, everything could have gone a lot different. And after that, he was not treating me very well at all. And like Corinne said, the Smyrna tournaments were the worst, and parents were starting to see it because everybody's parents were there. Mm-hmm. My parents were there. Your parents were there. Alyssa's parents were there for the first one. And then Dalen's parents were there. And my mom had to walk away also before she said something. And it was after that, it went downhill even more. And we only had two tournaments left. But that's what happened to me.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, you go first.
I have not had the best experience all 3 years, to say the least. I have definitely been mistreated but not in the way that this year's coach mistreated all of us collectively. I would say nothing really happened to me personally, but watching my teammates get treated the way they are, and like Corinne said, like she would get pulled for missing two spares, while I would have, you know, three missed spares, and I would stay in. And granted, I would be able to pull the game back together and have a good game, but it's just the simple fact of the matter that if someone is doing worse than another player, you cannot go and pull the player that's doing better. Like, that's just not how bowling works. That's not how any sport works.
You don't win like that.
Yeah, you don't win. There have been times where there would be a couple girls shooting two low games and then another girl shooting a game, you know, 10 pins higher than that, and still not the best game. And the girl shooting the average game would get pulled, and the two girls that had low games would stay in. And it's just not okay. And then just the words, the comments, the talking bad about other players, two other players, that was something that I was a part of a lot, is I would go to the back for help, and I would just be hearing so much, you know, crap about other players and how they're doing this wrong, and you need to help them, and all this stuff, and it just hurt me knowing that somebody was talking, like a higher authority was talking about my teammates that way. Mm-hmm. And if I said something, I probably would have been bashed for
it. And you already
it,
knew so. That we were hurting.
Yeah.
And frustrated and upset. And he put the pressure on you or Miranda or sometimes even Daylen to come do his job.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It's 100%. It's like cheer your teammate on. Come on, you need to get them hyped again. I'm like, well,
what do you think
already,
I'm trying to do?
They're already upset at one themselves to you because you're in the back screaming and cussing at them.
They're not really saying
and
anything.
And then now I'm trying to like come and help them, but they already have an attitude. You
yeah,
know, all this
they
stuff,
don't want to be helped anymore, you know?
Yeah.
There's in bowling, there's just a point in a game where nothing will help anymore. If you're in the seventh frame and you have like a 90 in the seventh frame, there's no coming back from that.
No. Yeah.
You can have a 150 game.
You gotta rack out. Well, yeah, but we're K-Dub.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I don't know. Personally, I have never felt so belittled by a coach
a
in my life. Yep. Like, I truly just do not understand where any of his just motive came from, because I genuinely feel like I was trying to respect him, and just every time got shut down so hard. And it's just like, it was one of the last tournaments, he pulls this all into the paddock and just starts yelling at me in front of everybody.
Yep. I will say, to give a backstory on that, the day before that, I did personally go off on him in front of everybody. Daylen didn't even really go off on him, but
I didn't do anything.
He continued to scream at her in front of everybody, but
for no
not
reason.
Me, when I was the one that went off on him and told him about himself.
Yeah, and he screamed at Daylen for pretty much no reason, even though she was genuinely trying to talk to him and ask him, and he's like, don't talk when I'm talking, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, she's just trying to talk to you, you know? You don't have to yell
at her.
And this
was in front of other teams.
Yeah, and in front of a new recruit.
Yeah, and at that point, like, we were all, or at least some of us, were trying to stand up for her, but we can't when he's telling her to be quiet. So if we start talking, it's not going to help the situation.
We'll get yelled at.
So it was just a whole mess.
Yeah. It was horrible. And that was not even the first time where he basically was belittling me. I mean, it was after the Maryville tournament, like you said. I mean, like, that's when I feel like everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it was already kind of bad, but after that Maryville tournament, it's like there was a switch that went off in him, and he just thought we were all just like horrible bowlers.
I honestly think it was right after the Louisville tournament, like on the way home from the Louisville tournament.
Yeah.
And like, he didn't really show it until the second day of Maryville.
And I've just never been so disrespected by a single person, like, ever.
He disrespected your parents, too.
He has disrespected my parents. He literally told me that I was not at the top of my class anymore, and that I basically was just not as good as I used to be, even though how was he supposed to know that? He's not been here, but he also said that he was smarter than my father and that I need to quit talking to my father because he knows more bowling than what my father does.
But yet he's not certified in bowling.
Yeah.
He's a certified golf coach. He's a certified golf coach.
Wow.
Yeah, because I also tried to look him up on Rate a Coach, that thing that pops up on your Facebook, and I searched Owensboro, and he has not popped up. The only people that ever popped up were Scott, Angelique, and Colton.
Let's go rate him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really...
They don't want my opinion.
All in all, I'm just... It's disappointing that we have people like this in our world, and it's just disappointing the fact that the school... didn't fire him, and so now he has another chance. Not that, you know, him being fired would make Brescia think a different way, but it's more of like...
It probably would have opened their eyes more.
Yes, and it's just really disappointing that he is going to go get a brand new team and disrespect people the way that he disrespected us. Mm-hmm. It's really, really sad.
It's heartbreaking.
Yes, and especially when 9 girls... or maybe a couple less, have true stories that they are telling, that they're speaking out about. And I'm not going to say nobody is noticing, but it is, I feel like there's a lack of kind of respect for us. I feel like people just think we're being annoying.
I will say when Brescia posted him, half of us did go to their post and was putting our opinions and kind of what happened to us, and they deleted all of our comments and blocked us from commenting.
The only reason why they're able to do that too is because they're a private school. If they're a public school, they weren't able to do that.
Yeah, and I think they kind of started seeing all the comments, and you know, they were just like, well, we don't need it. Like, basically, it was kind of like they said they really didn't need to see any more of our comments, but it's like, we're speaking the truth. We're trying to help you.
And I do have a class at Brescia, and I did tell one of my teacher, and she went and talked to the AD over there, and he basically was saying, like, why do you have a KWC student? Like, why are you talking to this student? And she was like, well, she's just telling me, like, her side of the story and how she felt, and I just wanted to let you know. And he was like, okay, well, that doesn't matter. The Facebook posts don't matter either, and we're just going to keep going on our merry way. And I was like, okay.
Well, the start of the program next year is going to be the end of the program.
Yeah, so I hope they notice next year that we were right the entire time trying to warn them that doing this was a bad idea and that those girls' mental health are going to be drained within the first month.
I think what breaks my heart even more is that the very first team meeting we had, he told us that he's been through somebody who's committed suicide and that he cares about our mental health, but then he becomes the reason why all of our mental health go down the drain.
Yep.
And it's sad that, like, we have this knit community with Brescia where, like, we are going there for classes. They're coming here for classes. Mm-hmm. I guess now we're doing some grad program thing with them. Like, we have so much potential to communicate better, and we just don't do that when it comes to athletics.
If our admissions people can communicate with their admissions people, why can't our AD communicate with their AD?
It's like a battle between athletic departments, truly. I feel like that's what it is. I feel like Brescia wants to be better than us, even though they are...
Which is understandable.
They're because, NAIA and we're NCAA. So,
which is understandable because, I mean, even growing up in high school, the school closest to you was your rival.
Yeah.
But I feel like the schools still came together and kept it professional and would communicate with each other.
Yeah.
And you would think college would take it even more serious because we're paying all of this freaking money to come to their school.
Yeah.
And give them a face in our hometown, that our hometown's watching us at the school, trying to get those kids to come here, and then we get nothing.
And I think that's just the downfall of KWC, is the lack of communication within our school, within our athletics, within our academics. It's just, it's horrible. I mean, and that's something that I know a lot of people have brought up to Dr. Cousins and has said, hey, when you are the new president, you need to make sure that you make these students feel heard, because truly that is one thing that we strive for and want the most is we just want to feel heard. We just want to feel helped. And we just want to know that what we're saying to you is actually meaning something to you.
Right,
it's not
right.
just something that you want to sweep under the rug and act like you didn't hear, because we all feel, I'm assuming we all feel the same way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I mean, I've been here, like, the 5 years I've been here, this is the worst
Yep.
And I've experienced with K-Dub. And, I mean, I've had my ups and downs at this school, but out of all of them, this is the worst year.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, being here for my four years, you know, I had a rough sophomore last year and junior year. This year was by far the worst, like you said. Like, I don't think I could ever go through this again. Like, I just can't imagine those girls at Brescia going through this, because it breaks my heart that they are probably going to go through what we went through.
Yep.
There's no way.
Yeah. And it's sad because some of the recruits that had already signed with us have made their decision to go be with Troy.
Yeah. We're not saying don't go to Brescia. We're
but if you go to Brescia, don't bowl.
Yeah, we're like kind of like,
just stay away from Troy.
Do not. It's just not a good atmosphere.
It's not worth it.
I know a lot of people, when they get hooked to their sport, they don't want to leave. Right. They want to find some close family team and all that stuff, but he's not one. It's the face that, you know, when you talk to a person and you want to recruit them, you're all friendly and I'm going to do this, we're going to have team bonding, we're going to do this.
He's two-faced.
And then you get into the season and it's just all
the complete opposite.
And if you do, that's fine. It's just speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Learn, like, it doesn't matter where you're at. If you have a coach like this, speak up.
Speak your truth.
Don't
it is so
wait
important.
Like we did until the end of the season to go and speak up, because it didn't get us anywhere.
No.
And like, by all means, like what you said about, you know, how people are attached to their sport, even if it means going to, you know, like Brescia, being with someone like Troy, you know, but if it means your mental health is going to stay healthy and you're going to be happy, quit bowling. Like, quit your sport. Go somewhere else that you are going to be happy.
Bowling is already a mental game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't need somebody, a coach, a player, anybody, tearing you down mentally, because you have a game that's probably already doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of schoolwork, trying to graduate on time, trying to get a job after graduation, it's just not healthy.
It's not worth
and I'm not
it.
Saying don't bowl in college.
Don't do it.
No.
Don't.
Because I will say it. For me personally, I loved it. Besides this year,
yeah.
Because I
can't relate to that.
And I think the best part about this year was that we were there for each other. Like, we had each other.
Yeah, not gonna lie. This year is the year that I became close with.
Yeah.
Almost everybody on the team.
Yeah, I agree.
Keyword.
Almost.
Yeah. Dalen and I have been through it, like,
yeah,
with the team and everything.
With each other, with the team.
Yeah.
That's like me and Whitney.
But I'm really glad that, like, us four and Miranda and some others have been.
Me and Alyssa were talking about it the other day. We've hung out every single day since conference.
Yeah.
And I think that's
the
thing.
We never did,
like,
that.
Me, like, I'll be honest with y'all. Like, Whitney and I didn't get along for the past 3 years. And this year, you know, we're graduating together and it's like,
we got along. We just had our differences.
All right.
And it's sad. Like, it's so sad. I'm sitting here thinking, like, oh my gosh, people are leaving. We have one more year left.
We have
You guys are leaving. Like,
8 days.
And I just now made these connections and friendships that I didn't think I was ever going to make.
How do you think I felt? Like, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of in Corinne's shoes my freshman year, feeling left out and blah, blah, blah. But and then even my sophomore and junior year, I had an outside friend group of the bowling team, and I just always felt left out. And then my last year, let alone the last semester or even the last 2 weeks, I finally become close with half of y'all, and now I have to say goodbye.
Stop, you're going to make me
it's
cry.
It's not goodbye. It's see you later.
It's LOL. Not goodbye. It's
womp
see
womp.
You later.
Womp womp.
Womp. All right. Well, I don't want to rush this, but I have class in 17 minutes.
Corinne.
But would you guys like to say anything else? Because we've been talking for 30 minutes.
I do just want to say that Troy is going to struggle so hard by himself. Angelique did basically everything for him.
Yeah.
And I just want everybody to know that, because
he does not know how to order uniforms.
He does
not
know
how to schedule tournaments.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to get you registered in the National 10-Pin Coaches Association.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Anywho, I just want to say that Troy is going to struggle so hard by himself. Angelique basically did everything for him. I mean, he never has ordered uniforms. He doesn't know how to sign up for tournaments. Well, I mean, I guess he does, but again, it's going to be different than NCAA now.
Have you seen the tournaments he signed the guys up for, though?
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to get a team registered for the National 10-Pin Association. Yeah.
He's not ordered any apparel. Angelique did literally everything for him.
Honestly,
and
Angelique did a lot, but yeah. Roger was the one that got us the uniforms we have.
Yeah. But they weren't even purple. They were blue.
Okay, maybe he's colorblind.
But I just want to say that he is going to struggle, that
I can't wait to see him fail.
They're in the Mid-South, so that's also going to be kind
say
of a struggle.
They got a stacked conference, is all I got to say. Last place, here they come.
Anywho, that's all I got to say.
All Alyssa? Right. I said what I said.
Yeah, she said what she said.
Failure.
I said what I said.
You have anything?
I'd rather be famous.
Well, we're going to keep the rest of our comments to ourselves because, the rest of our comments include, rage.
Come see us in person.
Yeah, come see us in person if you want the full scoop.
But check out our Facebooks.
Yeah, you can go to our Facebooks. Alyssa, Daylin, Whitney, and myself, Corinne.
They need our last names, Corinne.
Alyssa Conley, Daylin Tolgo, Whitney Goodman.
Oh, you're going to have to repeat that.
Corinne Beam.
The all one right. running the podcast is the yes. one being the most unprofessional.
Sorry, guys. All right. Anyway.
Alyssa Conley, Daylin Tolgo, Whitney Goodman, and
Corinne Bean.
Yep. Check out our Facebooks. Anyway. All right. So this has been the last ever episode of Pin Pals. Whitney and I will actually be back next Wednesday. It's not going to be a Pin Pals podcast. It's just going to be, the Wednesday before graduation. We're just going to
be a farewell.
It's going to be a little farewell podcast. We're going to rename our podcast for one day. It's not going to be Pin Pals. Sad face. Actually, whatever. Anyway. So we just want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you to Alyssa and Daylin for being able to be guest stars on our podcast.
Homie, you got class.
Yeah, I do. All right, this has been Pin Pals. Bye.
What?